Monday the 13th of April, Yud Tes Nissan, Gimel Chol HaMoed Pesach, Rabbi Naftali Dod Rov Rosenberg, getting into deep water.
On the first two storim, the kids asked us the four questions, and we offered one answer. I would like to ask five questions on Shvi'ishal Pesach, and propose one solution which with Hashem's help will answer all five. So let's sum up the story of Kriyas Yam Suf in a minute. The Mitzrim had persecuted the Yidden for 210 years and were duly punished, having the economy wrecked over 12 months, no cattle, no food, broken houses, in addition to the mental suffering of Tzvadea, Kinnim, Oroiv, Shchin, etc. Parai gave in and decided to get shot of the Yidden at all expense, pursuing them. After it, he regretted and decided to pursue them, getting himself and his army in deep waters. Excuse the pun. Let me ask the five questions. Hashem told the Yidden to retreat. V'yashuvu v'yachnu lifnei piachiros. Why? If the purpose was a simple strategic ploy to get Paroi in the Yam Suf drowned, then why were the Yid not informed? And that's all that's happening. There was a lot of confusion, a lot of machloikis, complaints. Why was it all necessary? Tell them, we're now doing a normal strategic ploy. No, yashuvu v'yachnu. Just like that. Why? Two. How could a nation that had personally witnessed 10 makos, which displayed Hashem's omnipotence, Hashem's kol yuchel, later come and say, "Mazay tosisruni lo itzuni mitzrayim"? You want to go back? Chadal imenu v'navdu es mitzrayim. You can't take us back there. You don't believe. You just witnessed 10 makos. What happened to all? Did you see or didn't you see? What happened to the Eden? What's even more perplexing is Moshe Rabbeinu, Adon HaNeviim, the greatest of all prophets. Hashem assures him, Hisyatzvu Ureu Es Yeshua Hashem. Just wait a little bit longer, you'll see. Es Yeshua Hashem. Some seemingly gets lost. Hashem tells him, Matatakaloi. How could that be? Moshe Rabbeinu? Question 4. When Moshe raised the matter, he raised the staff to split the sea. The Surah Shalom said, Haluli Ovda Vaidazura, Bahaluli Ovda Vaidazura, labeling the Yidden idol worshippers. Only 6 days earlier, on the words Vigam Saitu Loi Usiluhem, Rashi says, quoting the Mechilta, Magid Shvuchon Shal Yisruel, Shloi Omri, Haich Nait Zaylem Midbo Beloi Tzaydu. The Torah is telling us the godless of the Yidden. They didn't ask, how can we go out into the wilderness with no sustenance? Eluhem Mini V'Holchi. They believed implicitly in Hashem and left. Rashi brings the famous words of Yemi Anuvi, Zuchalti loch chesed ni'iraich, ahavas klilei soich, lechtaich achrei mamidba ve'eretz lo ezuriyu. And for the fact that the Yidden left Mitzrayim with such a minna, they are praised and remembered. Zuchalti loch chesed ni'iraich. In addition, 10 days earlier, the Yidden were given the mitzvah Mishchi Ikri. Rashi, quoting Targum and the Mechilta, say Mishchi Yitaychem Avoid Azura. Take the deity, the sheep they all believed in, and bring it up as a sacrifice to Hashem. Kichi lochem tzoyin shal mitzvah. Were they idol worshippers? Ovda Avoid Azura? Or were they maminim? Question number 5. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Samach Vav, Sif Yud, cites the Torah, quoting a Bavli Yerushalmi, that is a daily mitzvah, the Rabbunan, to mention in Birkas Krishma, Kriyas Yamsuf. In addition to the mitzvah the Eraisa of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. We all understand that Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is the very fundament of Yiddishkeit. Unoichi Hashem Lekecho, Asher Choytzai Sichu, Meiret Mitzrayim. But miracles, there are many miracles. Apule Sancheirev, the downfall of Sancheirev, Mechem Asitzra, which both involved huge armies, the biggest in history, until Gog Magog, as the Chazal say. So what's so special about Kriyas Yamsif that we have a mitzvah derabunam? Shechen Orach writes, Sim Samachvov, whoever doesn't say the Bruchas Ketikunam is not Yetzer. Mitzvah derabunam to mention Kriyas Yamsif in Vekas Krishma. What's so special about Vekas Krishma? Let's make a quick chazur of the five questions. Question number one. Why did the Yidden have to retreat to Mitzrayim? What was the purpose? Question 2. How could the Yidden that witnessed 10 Makos say such words of complaining in such a state? Question 3. What was Moshe lost about? He'd been assured by Hashem. Question 4. Were the Yidden idol worshippers or Ma'aminim? Question number 5. What is so special about Kriyas Yamsuf that has to be mentioned daily? Yechezkel HaNavi describes the Yidden at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim that Ayroim Ve'Erya, as Chazal explained, at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim the Yidden were empty, naked of all mitzvahs in order to be redeemed. They had very special qualities. Shem, Levush, Malbush, and Snias. They had many schusim, but there was no way that these schusim would get them, schuyas, would get them out of Mitzrayim to be worthy to their title Am HaNivcha. They were spiritual miles away from the destination. The Yidden from the abyss of Egyptian slavery cried out to Hashem, Moshchaim Yachareichu, Hashem, we are not worthy. Draw us close to you. Reveal yourself to us. Thereby our Pintele Yid, the spark within us will awaken itself, and Acharecho Noritzu. We're not up to it yet. Give us a chance, Moshchaini, and you'll see, Acharecho Noritzu. The Yidden at that stage were at the brink of Sharonon, as the Ari puts it. They couldn't wait any longer. They had finished down deep in Shamem Tes, on the brink of Sharonon, the point beyond return. So Hashem gave them the immediate medication, Gilui Shechina, taking them out of Mitzrayim. But now at Yamsuf, that's finished. No more presents, the grant was over. Now they had to be up to redemption in Beschus Atzmo. Were they in their own right worthy? Can they prove themselves or not? They had to show themselves. The Eden were aware of this. Avraham Avinu had been told some 430 years earlier that the Eden va'avudim ve'ini oisam abamayis shum. The process of spiritual purification which the Eden have to go through takes 400 years. The Eden had been knew that the others were assured that after 400 years of slavery they will come out ready to be the Manivcha. But Hashem had no choice The Yidin were at the brink of Shaar Nun. He had to take them out immediately. The Yidin weren't aware of this. Then you won't think that we are not ready. We can't make it. We are not up to notch. So what should we do? He told Moshe, Chatal mi menu v'navdu et Mitzrayim. We told you originally, let us get off the express route. Let us go on the safe, slow, longer route. We can't. It's impossible. It won't work. We can't go quick. We're not up to it. Given 190 years, it will come out normally, safely, out of Mitzrayim, as we were assured. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, who was aware of Hashem's calculations and knew that the Yidden had to go out now, knowing his flock through and through, saw that they were not worthy. And therefore cried out in despair until Hashem told him, Matet Sakaloi, no, I have a solution. You're lost? I, Hashem, have a solution to make the Yidden worthy. Babel b'nai Yisrael, v'yisui. Just tell the Yidden to journey. To understand how Kriyas Yamsev was a solution to question 2, 3, i.e. Moshe Yidden's concern of not being worthy. In other words, Kriyas Yamsev making them worthy. And Moshe's understanding to explain to Moshe how it will work, I would like to share with you a short story I once heard. A mountain climber, after a day of toiling, made it to the peak of the cliff. Standing there, basking in the rays of the setting sunrise, absorbing the breathtaking view, he suddenly feels the earth below him give way. Very suddenly, he's tossing through the air, hurtling towards the abyss thousands of meters below him. He extends his hands to grasp any protruding growths. Flashes past his face. He sees snippets of his life, which is suddenly quickly going in front of him. Somersaulting through the air, suddenly he grabs a branch. Holding it on tightly, hanging between life and death, literally, he feels the last ounce of strength leaving him. He looks below, gazes above, and sees no way out. In desperation, he cries, God, help me! Please, get me out of here! Holding his fist as tight as possible, a voice emanates from above. John, did you call me? Who are you? Who are you? I'm God. Did you just call me? Yes. Please, just save me. Will you do anything I ask from you? Anything, just please get me out of here. Are you sure? Exactly the way I tell you? Yes, just help! The voice response, then let go of that branch. At Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Yidden had demonstrated emunah, implicit emunah. They had left Mitzrayim following Hashem into the Midbar. But nonetheless, leaving Mitzrayim out of desperation with good reason to trust in Hashem, it's a godless, but not such a godless. They had no reason to stay, and every reason to trust Hashem leaving. But at Yam Suf, when they were told that they had to be worthy of redemption, and they had their calculations, seemingly safe seashore, going back for another 190 years, calculations that made sense. Let's get off this express dangerous route and go back to the long safe process. At that moment, they were told by Hashem, just let go of that branch and jump into deep waters. Hashem drew us close to Him. Gilui Shchina, which awoke us. He's shown fatherly love that the Yidden should run after Him. Mashchani Acharecho. But now He expected Acharecho Noritzu. He wanted real mysterious nefesh. He wanted us, against all logic, to jump into deep waters just because He said so. Emuna Pshuta. For no reason, just because He said so. The Yidden had to do this. And when the Yidden did this, they were worthy, in their own right, of redemption. So again, the purpose of retreating was to give them an opportunity to be worthy of redemption in their own right, question one. Two and three, the Yidden's complaining that Moshe was lost because he didn't know what was the plan. How could it work? The answer is, you don't understand it, just jump in. That's the plan. Show implicit emunah pshuta, when you have seemingly safer shores and jumping into deep waters. The Gemara Avodah Zarah says, "Hu oikar Avodah Zarah tzurich l'shalosh achareyo." Even after one eradicates Avodah Zarah, one has to find all roots, all remaining roots, and uproot them, leaving nothing behind. Question four was, were the Yidden over the Avodah Zarah, or were they Maminim? Mishchu Ikru, Aluli over the Avodah Zarah. The answer is that there was some element of Avodah Zarah left. They had shown Emunah, but not enough. There was some Avodah Zarah, some sort of belief that there are safe shores. A Yid has to believe that the only safe shore he has, jumping into deep waters and relying on Hashem. That's the only thing safe there is. As long as he doesn't recognize that, he's somewhat called an Oved Avodah Zarah. In the second approach, if the clock permits, we'll clarify this issue slightly. And question number five. Why do we mention daily Kriyas Yam Suf? What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is that you should know what level of emunah is expected from a yid. A yid is expected to leave everything and jump into deep water. And in return, Hashem shows you that Samtiyud lives up to the standard of Mesiras Nefesh. Nature changes course and caters for him. So quickly, the five questions again. Question number one was, why retreat? The Yidden should be Zeicher B'schus Atzmo to his Yetzias Mitzrayim, displaying Emunah. That was the answer to question 2 and 3. The Yidden's concern, they're not up to it, they will be up to it through Kriyas Yam Suf. And Moshe's concern, how will the Yidden be worthy? They will be worthy, you'll see. Number 4, they were Maminim, they had displayed Emunah, but Hashem expected more of them. Number 5 is, that's the purpose of mentioning it, namely to know what is expected from us, and in return, how the nature caters those that do believe. The second approach, which complements the first, also based on Svasemus, as elaborated by the present Gerei Rebbe Shlita. We mentioned earlier that the Yidden in Mitzrayim were not on par. They were not ready, worthy, in their own schus of redemption. But, nonetheless, the Chazal said clearly, Rashi quoted the Mishputim, at the time of Makkos Bechodesh, Kashapustachti al Mezuzos, al Shtei HaSeifim, Hashem said, Ili b'nai Yisrael Avudim, Avudai Haim, I have appointed this nation as my personal servant, said Hashem. They had reached and earned the title of Avudim. Displaying Dan Pesach and Dan Mila, they had earned the title of Avudim. Servants of Hashem, Avudai Hashem. The Yidim went out of Mitzrayim. And after Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, they went up a stage. They were now called Bunim. Ha-Mavir Bunov Ben Gizra Yamsif. Verui Vunov Gvirusoy Shibchi Vahedi Lishmoy. Malchitzchu Rui Vunechu. When? Berik Ha-Eyom Lishnayim Moshe. The Eden were now considered sons. Bunim Lamukoy. The connection extended from a son to his father is on a higher level. What might be considered an outright heretic, an apikoris, as a yid, may equal, may be the equivalent to an honest, straight, decent goy. Even a ben olam haba is a goy. But as a yid, he is an apikoris. The Yidden who were Avdei Hashem, and now the Avdei Hashem of Yetzias Mitzrayim were now the Bunim Lamukoyim of Kriyas Yamsif. But they were not entirely up to par. They were not all the way there. Hashem wanted them to be really Bunim, fully fledged sons. And the Yidden were again aware of this. And they knew, we are not yet sons. We are still the Madragas, somewhere in between. Another 190 years should solve the problem. To which the solution was again, Daber Adonai Yisrael V'Yisui. Jump into deep waters, prove yourself, show your deep connection, the connection of the sun, and displaying this, you will be worthy of Geula. The Medrash says, Ipara Hikrif, Kurav Loi Nima, Ipara didn't closen up. Elu Hikrif, he brought close. Who did he bring close? Explains the Medrash. Hikrif, et Yisrael La'avi An Shebashmayim. Yoyse Mitzoymus Et Filis, Imai Yitzoymus Et Filis. Ipara brought the Eden closer to Hashem, more than hundreds of Tfilis and fasting. How was that? The Rambam explains that Paroi had seen clearly the dominion of Hashem on all facets of existence. Hashem was all powerful. And nonetheless, after 12 months of seeing this, observing this, and witnessing it, clearly he pursued the Eden. Okay, let's say that he thought the Eden were lost. Hashem had neglected them already. Nevichem haim b'uretz. They had retreated. They weren't any more worthy. Maybe. Perhaps. So he ran after them. And he trapped them by the seashore. And miraculously, the sea splits in front of them. Which sane being would be so mad as to pursue the Yidden into the Yam Suf? The Ramban words it in his words. V'ze be'emes shigu eluhem. V'ayim b'chol hamofsin kepei la'azeh. It's something that doesn't make sense. It's mad. But the Yidden got the message. That one, when somebody pursues something with mysterious nefesh, Hashem gives him the capacity to be resistant to all logic. He can jump into deep waters madly. And if that's what a goy can do, a wicked rusha, is given that close koichus when he has mysterious nefesh. My oyves tachakmani, and definitely, midatoyve mariba for koichus akdusha, no oyved Hashem should ever be deterred from letting go of the branch and jumping into deep waters for pursuing Hashem. That was the lesson the Yid went to achieve, the Bunim Lamukain at Kriyas Yamsuf. So again, second approach with the five answers. The first question was the purpose of retreat. The answer was is that as Bunim, it should be worthy of redemption. Second and third was Moshe and the Eden's quandary was solved by jumping into deep waters. The fourth one, I promise I'll elaborate slightly more. As I mentioned earlier, that the Yiddish Apikoyres could be a decent going. Avda Hashem, at that stage, might be called Naminim Naim Aminim. But what Hashem expected from the Yidin as Bunim was a different demand entirely. If you're not up to it, then they are labeled Avda Avoda Zura, idol worshippers. A Yid which is not up to Hashem expects him, he thinks serving as Pnei Noach, situation is better. Question number five. A Yid has to mention daily Kriyas Yamsuf to remember what is expected of a Ben Melech. Bunim Lamukai. And in return, what Hashem offers. The sea will split in front of him, nothing will hinder him. The Sfurim HaKdoshim states that Shvi Shel Pesach is an auspicious time to daven for issues that are compared to Kriyas Yamsuf. Zviga Shludam ke Kriyas Yamsuf, Panasusa Shludam, Skusha ke Kriyas Yamsuf, Panusa Shiduchim are both compared to Kriyas Yamsuf. The Gemara says in Kedushin of Chuftes that the duty of a father to his son is obligated to La'asiyo Yisho Lelam de Imnes, to marry off his son and set him up stably financially. When with Hashem, we will all strengthen our emunah and be worthy of the madriga of Bonim. We will receive that title, and obviously Hashem, the Avu Rachmon, will towards us, to his chiyuvim, and help us in all these issues. Lelam de Torah also. La'asiyo Yisho Panusa. And the Eibshel Helfen, the last thing mentioned in the Gemara also, if Doisai, a father's mechiv to redeem his son, the Bias Goyalaini, the Mahir Bimani Umay.